Thank you, Dan. We are in the first of the Nation Republican Leadership Summit that is beginning this morning. It goes through today and tomorrow. And as you can hear in the background, I'm sure many people filing in, people coming into the conference rooms here in Nashua. Before Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign launch last weekend and the announcement that she'll be coming to the Granite State next week, there's been movement to get Clinton and other Democratic candidates to take more progressive positions on issues such as raising the minimum wage and campaign finance reform. Former New Hampshire Democratic Congressman Paul Hodes is among those who signed on to the so-called Ready for Boldness effort, and he joins us now to talk about that. Congressman, good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
Is it fair to say this movement is about taking the principles of, say, U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren, who insists she's not running, and pushing those who are running to adopt them?
I'm not sure it's centered on anything about Elizabeth Warren, especially at this point. The point is that we need to move to an innovation economy. We need to help the middle class. And the Boldness campaign is really about practical, progressive economic ideas, including securing Social Security so that it's still there, Wall Street reform. I was on the Financial Affairs Committee in Congress, and I don't think that the Wall Street reform went far enough. In New Hampshire, our students are graduating with tremendous amounts of college debt, so the Boldness campaign is about how do we help the middle class by making sure that college is affordable and debt-free for our students. These are really practical ideas that may have grown out of some of the work of Elizabeth Warren and others, but now really are broadly adopted. I mean, Senator Harry Reid signed on to the Boldness campaign, and there are more than 5,000 people who've signed on.
But it does seem that the progressives such as yourself are a little hesitant to rally around Clinton. I mean, is this an effort to try to get some of these issues, the progressive issues, a little more forefront?
Well, I want to be clear. I actually have worked with Ready for Hillary, and I've written an op-ed essentially endorsing Hillary Clinton, and I intend to work hard for her candidacy. I think she's going to be a great candidate and will make a great president. And at the same time, I really want to be part of a dialogue with her and her campaign that says we believe that a Democratic presidential candidate needs to espouse practical, progressive ideas on the economic side in order to win and, frankly, in order to govern effectively.
So what do you want to hear from Hillary Clinton that you haven't already heard?
I've been really encouraged in the early days of her campaign to hear the way she's talking about being a champion for the middle class. And I think that's a really important starting point. And also in recent days in Iowa, we've heard her talking very clearly about income inequality, the problems that that raises for our economy and for the middle class, and the way, and I'm looking forward to her policies that are going to help deal with that issue.
Obviously, Clinton is the clear front runner in the Democratic field, but how important is it for the party overall to have a competitive process in the primary?
Well, I think there is going to be a competitive process. I mean, on the talk shows recently, Senator Bernie Sanders, our neighbor from Vermont, has been talking about running for president, and he's been a very clear advocate of progressive economic policies. He's been one of the clearest voices. Governor Martin O'Malley from Maryland has visited the state often, and I know that many consider him to be somewhat to the left of Hillary. He's been a great success in Maryland, and he's talking like a presidential candidate, and there's talk of Senator Jim Webb getting into the race as well. So I think it's likely that there will be competitors. I think Hillary Clinton has enormous advantages.
But is it important for the process for Hillary and Clinton in general to go through those debates, to go through the process of having other candidates in the field? Is it ultimately for whoever does get the nomination, is it important to have that process?
Yes and no. Hillary Clinton is an experienced senator, secretary of state. She's good on her feet. She's really smart. Take a look at the way she's starting her campaign now. It's a down-to-earth, kind of one-on-one, small-batch approach that is very different from the way she's done things in the past, and I think that that's going to be very effective and important. So ultimately, in terms of the process, given the challenges that any Democrat is going to have in 2016, I think that a united Democratic Party could be just as advantageous for the party as one in which we see a primary.
But from a progressive standpoint, or more or a left position of the party, doesn't lack of competition make it less likely for Clinton to take those bold positions that you'd want her to?
I think that those positions can also be brought into the dialogue by the grassroots, as they're being as is being done here, given that I do think there's going to be a primary, I think we're going to have a dialogue about those issues. And, you know, there's always a danger in a primary that a candidate takes one position or two positions and then has to move to a different place in the general election. So, you know, it could go both ways. I think that from a perception standpoint, in the process, it's always good for press coverage to have a competitive primary.
And in the end, I mean, if Clinton is the eventual nominee, you feel progressives will indeed support her?
I think that Democrats are going to rally around Hillary. I think Democrats will be excited by her candidacy. She will be a great candidate, and she will make a great president.
Former New Hampshire Democratic Congressman Paul Hodes, thank you so much for your time this morning.
You bet.
We are broadcasting live from the First of the Nation Republican Leadership Summit in Nashua, and this is Morning Edition right here on NHPR.